The Pac-12 conference, which includes ASU and the U of A, has been playing catch-up for several years when it comes to generating the kind of money its competitors have. And in the most lucrative sports, football and men's basketball, the conference's success rate has been less than historic. But with the announcement yesterday of its new commissioner, George Kliavkov, the Pac-12 schools and presidents believe they're on a fresh track to competitiveness. And with me to talk about that is Stuart Mandel, editor-in-chief for college football at The Athletic. Stuart, in your latest column for The Athletic, just wrote it last night, you said you were skeptical when you first heard Kliavkov was the choice, as you were thinking an athletic director from a well-known school may have been the more logical choice. But after having heard him speak, what are your thoughts now?
First of all, yes. I mean, I had spent months advocating for them to hire somebody who has actual on-campus experience, because that really was the downfall of Larry Scott. He was a media executive. He wasn't a college sports administrator. And so, of course, the Pac-12 presidents went and hired another outsider. But I thought what was notable in his introductory press conference, he was honest and blunt about the importance of rejuvenating Pac-12 football in a way I haven't heard from the Pac-12 presidents or Larry Scott, frankly, in the past. There's always been this mentality in the Conference of Champions that all the sports are equal, that you can't place more importance on one than the others. And of course, we all know that football drives the bus, it pays the bills, and the conference has taken a tremendous hit these past several years to its reputation by being the conference that always misses the playoff. And he was very upfront about that. He, right off the bat, said he's going to push for expansion of the college football playoff, which is something the Pac-12 absolutely needs to happen. But Larry Scott, for whatever reason, really did not get on board with until just recently.
Stuart, just how much of an impact can a commissioner have at this point? Can he actually help the schools succeed more? And that includes getting some football programs into those very lucrative college football playoffs.
Under the current system, much of that is out of the commissioner's hands in terms of the programs need to hire the right coaches and do better at recruiting than they currently are. But I think he said the right things in terms of the priority the conference needs to place on it, and the things they might need to do, whether it's in scheduling or other issues or other areas where they can put their teams in the best position to succeed. Another, I think, very notable thing is, Larry Scott, like most of college sports establishment, if you will, spent the past several years fighting against allowing athletes to profit off name, image, and likeness. Now it is basically inevitable that that's going to happen. A lot of state law is going to affect here very soon. And I thought he was very smart to embrace it and say, we think this can actually be a recruiting advantage for the Pac-12.
Pac-12 is definitely playing catch up in certain ways, and that includes with television exposure. One concern has been the Pac-12 network. What did the new commissioner say about that and getting more exposure for that network?
Yeah, I mean, he said that, what people want to hear, which is that we need to get better distribution for the Pac-12 networks. In my reporting about this over the past several months, I just don't know how realistic that is in the short term. So I think what he'll be plotting is what to do with the rights to the games that the Pac-12 network shows when they do their next TV contract. There's no requirement that they even have a network or that it's a traditional cable network. Maybe it's a streaming service. Maybe they sell those games to another streaming service. Ultimately, the new commissioner has to figure out the most creative. I mean, obviously, making money is important to them. They're going to make money regardless, just because it's their turn. It's more about distribution and how you get those games in front of the most eyeballs. Clearly, the strategy that they tried with the Pac-12 network has failed. And I don't think suddenly, after almost 10 years, there's suddenly going to be a demand for cable companies and satellite providers to carry it.
Stuart, finally, the Pac-12 continues to have great on-field success in a huge variety of men's and women's sports. But coming back again to football and men's basketball, those big money sports, is the conference's trajectory on the upswing?
I think basketball is in a better position than football just because they're coming off this great NCAA tournament where so many of their teams had success, most notably UCLA. And now it's just about building off that momentum. I know UCLA is going to be ranked very high going into next season. And with that will come increased exposure. Some of their non-conference games will get more attention than they would have in the past. Football, they need to win. They need to, it was just announced that the Ohio State-Oregon game in week 2 is going to be on Fox and their big noon kickoff. I'm sure Ohio State will be heavily favored, but Oregon is the two-time Pac-12 champion, they need to win games like that. Or when Washington goes to Michigan, you know, some of these marquee, you know, USC and Stanford both play Notre Dame every year. You got to win some of those games to get more respect nationally.
That is Stuart Mandel. He is editor-in-chief for college football with The Athletic. Stuart, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.